I'm Allison Ox. You are listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and this social worker's very best answer to them. Today we have a question from a boy who wishes to remain anonymous, age 16. What do you say the solution is if I know I have made a mistake, but I am too ashamed to talk? Ooh, this is hard. You have obviously done something you don't want your parents or even your friends to know about. And this secret must be a burden to carry, and it might even be causing you some sleepless nights and actually quite a bit of stress. The thing is, secrets are not healthy, and they make us feel shame and they haunt us. I want to explain something. A lot of people don't know the difference between secrecy and privacy. With privacy, you are asking to be alone and you are setting boundaries. And with secrecy, you're building a wall. And whatever your secret is, it will most likely cause pain if the wall comes down. So you live in fear and you feel shame, sometimes daily. Recently, I talked to somebody who had finally decided to break down a wall and let go of a secret they had been carrying for years. Almost immediate relief came after the initial fear of what will others think, and that was followed by better sleep and more concentration. So my suggestion to you is to find somebody to tell. You can tell a therapist if you are not ready to tell a parent or a friend. They are confidential and can guide you through the process. Whatever you have done, you need to let go of this, or it will suck all the energy and creativity from you. This shame is like a vampire that is sucking energy from you. I read that somewhere and remembered it and loved it because it's so true. Think about it. Your secret or your shame thrives in darkness where you keep it hidden. And if you put it in the light, your secret will die. Or, in other words, when you address it, it's not going to be so bad. I wish I knew your name. I want you to know you're not bad. You just did something bad. And it's okay to feel guilty for that. But I'm going to repeat, you're not bad. Something bad happened. I hope you will talk to somebody, but you have taken an essential first step by writing me. Be proud of that and carry on. You will feel so much better if you can let go of this. If you'd like to find out what other kids and teens are asking and hear my answers, visit worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. I'm Allison Ox.